We're here with Nicole Duxbury of Robinson Lighting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. And where's Robinson Lighting located right now?
We're located on 170 McLeod Street, mm-hmm. so downtown across from the art gallery.
And that used to be Presa Lighting.
It did, yes.
And you used to own it.
I did, yeah.
And how long ago was that?
I sold it about 2.5 years ago.
Were you always the owner of Presa?
No, I actually purchased it from the previous owner back in 2013. So I worked for them for a couple of years and then purchased it from them. And then I had it for just about 10 years.
Was it always in that spot when you were there?
No, we used to be just down the street beside the insurance office on Hudson there. So we were there for a few years and then I moved over to the new location on McLeod Street.
And it was a little smaller back then.
It was actually two separate spaces. So there was the sewing basket and then Culinary Inspirations was kind of a unique food store right on the corner. So I took the two spaces and we just opened up the wall between the two and made it one large space for the current location we're in. The previous location was quite a bit smaller.
You sold the business about 3 years ago, but you stayed on as manager.
Yes. Yeah, I stayed on for being their branch manager. It was just after COVID.
So you actually ran the store during COVID.
I did,
so
yes.
What was that like?
It was very interesting. When the rules first came in that everybody had to be closed and basically everything shut down, we just sort of closed the doors, but were open for pickup only. So if people had called in because they were needing something or ordering something or deliveries were coming, we just weren't encouraging people to spend time in the showroom walking around. And then we did have the hand sanitizer and kept distance and put up some screens for staff at their POS system. So that helped, but it was definitely unique. I don't think anybody knew what it was going to look like with COVID. There was lots of people who were doing renovations because they were no longer traveling. So we stayed fairly busy. One of our issues with our suppliers was mainly getting stock availability because our suppliers also had to shut down or had limited warehouse staff. So getting shipments sent out, there was fewer people on staff in the building. So it just took a lot longer and a lot of things, manufacturers and factories shut down for quite some time. So then it was trying to come back from that. Everything down to styrofoam manufacturers would delay shipments being sent because they couldn't have packaging for the fixtures. And so there's lots of kind of ripple effect issues that we had to deal with. But in the end, we made it through and it was definitely a unique experience.
So you survived.
We did, yes.
And did business change much during COVID? You said a lot of people were doing renovations, but did that make business go up or down or stay the same?
We had a bit of an increase in business once things sort of reopened because people were doing some renovations, sticking around home and spending money on their homes versus holidays. So we did notice a bit of an increase in business. Overall, it kind of evened out from the loss of business at the beginning and a little bit of increase near the end.
Well, that's good. So is business pretty much normal for you right now?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's normal. It is a little bit lower than previous trends, but I'm not sure if it's due to COVID. It may be due to kind of high interest trouble with real estate market. There's not as much buying, not as much building with prices being a lot higher. Mm-hmm. So people aren't spending as much money on their homes. Just everything is expensive these days. So it's spending money on the areas that are needs versus wants, I find.
Does your business correlate with housing starts?
Yes.
Construction?
Yeah. Last year, there was a lot less housing starts. The fires also definitely affect that because you can't get insurance when there's a fire in the area. So you can't get insurance while you're building. So I know there was lots of delays on building starts. There's also a lot of supply and demand still for different materials that not available and delays in getting materials, which would delay a lot of buildings. So it's lots of factors that kind of go into it.
In the last several years, there's been different types of lighting system. Now we're into LED lighting. There's been halogen lighting. I know incandescent lighting is a thing of the past now. What does Robinson Lighting provide?
So we focus mainly on residential. We do certain types of commercial lighting as well. A lot of commercial lighting these days is LED because it's more energy efficient. So it takes a lot less power. There's no heat from it. So it's replaced a lot of the fluorescents and a lot of the high pressure sodiums with when it comes to commercial lighting. But we still focus on the decorative residential We do lots of LED stuff these days, lots of integrated LED, but there is also lots of fixtures that take separate light bulbs, and we have LED bulbs that look like the traditional incandescents, because of course we're not able to sell the incandescents anymore. They are a thing of the past, unfortunately. But the way that LED has changed technology, they have a lot more options for different color tones, they have different dimming capabilities, lots of different styles so that it looks like natural incandescent.
Well, let's talk about you. Are you from this area?
I am, yes. I've been in Seminar since I was 5, so I've been in Seminar for quite a few years.
And what made you get into the lighting business?
My dad was an electrician, and so in my summers between university, I did work with my dad, and I've always loved working with him. And so there was an opportunity for a job at Presa Lighting at the time after university, and I needed a job to pay the bills, and I knew what a junction box was, so it gave me a little bit of an upside. And so I just started working at Presa. I honestly was a temporary thing. I was planning on pursuing what I went to university for, but then I just never left. It just became something that I really started to love the lighting and learn so much about it. And it's constantly changing with all the new technology and all the different styles that come out every year. I think, well, they've made everything and then they come out with a completely different style that you never imagined. And especially with LED, the way they're able to integrate it into fixtures. So it's been a really fun industry to be included in. So that's how I decided to stay in lighting.
And what made you decide to buy a business?
I was young and excited about some different opportunities, and I had been managing the store for a little while, and so I thought it would be a fun adventure and decided to go ahead with it. And it was definitely a learning experience, but I'm very glad that I jumped in with 2 feet and learned a lot.
And then you decided to sell it?
I did, yes. I've known the Robinson Group for several years. Twice a year I go to Dallas, Texas for a big lighting convention. And so I got to know a lot of the other business owners in BC and Canada. So I've known the Robinson Group for a long time, and we had talked about the opportunity, and I knew they would be a great addition to Salmon Arm with their buying power with having multiple showrooms. So we're able to offer small town service, but still have a buying power of a larger company. So it became a good opportunity.
What's it like going down to Texas to a lighting convention?
The lighting convention down in Texas, it's at the World Trade Mart in Dallas, and it's essentially a giant mall of lighting showrooms. And so you spend 3 days walking around looking at lighting. It's huge, and it's really unique and really nice to see the product in person versus having to buy out of a catalog, because of course we have access to about 75 different suppliers that we carry on a regular basis. And each one of those suppliers has thousands of items. So it's really nice to see the product in person versus trying to pick it out of a catalog. But it's definitely a whole new world down there.
So do you sell table lamps as well as hanging lamps and ceiling lamps?
Yep. So we do all different chandeliers and wall sconces and vanity lights, and then table lamps and floor lamps. We do some furniture as well and some wall decor. And then, of course, the commercial and recessed lighting, so pot lights and landscape lighting and outdoor lighting. So quite a wide range of different products. Occasionally I get to see the final product, and it's really nice to see the fixtures in their home and in their space, because it changes the look of a fixture when you see it packed in a showroom versus on its own over top of a dining room table or in a unique space.
Do customers get you to come through and give your opinion on what might work and where?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I quite often do electrical layouts for customers, walking through the home and making suggestions for what type of lighting and where to put it before the electrician does the rough in with the junction boxes. So it just gives them a better idea based on a customer's style of light that they want or the overall look. Then we can make sure that the proper electrical is installed at the rough in stage for a new house so that they can have the product that they're looking for.
When you were at university, was it anything to do with any sort of engineering studies or electrical studies, or was it totally unrelated to what you do now?
My university was actually totally unrelated. I went to university for events and conventions management. So my goal was to be a wedding planner. So a lot of my university courses, a lot of it was business-based for part of it. So I was able to utilize a lot of what I learned in the business aspect when I was the owner. But the lighting aspect was, a lot of it was learned on the job and through different courses. And the electrical was learned with working with my dad and those sort of things.
Did the fires last year, did they affect your business at all, or did they affect you at all personally?
Personally, they did not affect me. I definitely feel sorry for a lot of the people who did lose their homes. We have several customers who had built houses out on the North Shore, and so it was devastating to see for them. We weren't really affected. I know that it did delay some new builds for people who were planning on building that weren't able to get building insurance. And I know there was certain builders that had put off a couple projects due to not being able to get insurance or some of the issues. But the smoke last year was definitely also tough. There wasn't as many people out and about. People were hunkering close to home just due to the smoke. There's also a lot of people who normally would come this way in the summer that didn't travel, which when the fires were on, it was also a good thing that roads weren't congested with a lot of travelers so that people could get out and get the help that they needed. So it changed things a little bit because we didn't have the extra tourism for the summer or the extra people coming to their normal summer homes out in the Blind Bay area.
Do you get many tourists in your store?
We do have several repeat customers who are here throughout the summer that have summer homes here or who are building summer homes. So we do get a lot of out-of-town people, especially in the summer.
Is there a market for lighting for RV vehicles or anything like that? Or?
We don't really have access to a lot of the RV stuff because it is a 12-volt system, so it's a little bit different. So we don't do anything with the RVs. Mainly a lot of our tourism market is people who have summer homes out here who are buying new lamps or buying some new furniture or changing out lights or building summer homes here. That would be our kind of out-of-town business.
And by 12-volt system, do you mean running off batteries?
Yes.
How do you find managing a business in the area you're across from the art gallery and right where all the rainbow crosswalks are, and there's a few businesses around the corner? Do you intermingle with any of the other business owners and groups?
Well, being downtown is definitely a prime location. Our downtown has changed a lot over the years. It's become quite a vibrant little area, and there's so many unique shops. So we do get a fair amount of exposure with people walking around downtown or being down there. There are a few shops that I would say are big staples of downtown that people do come down for. Having the insurance office means everybody always drives by, and having the art gallery there so they can always see our lights. It is a busy little area, which helps. Sometimes parking can be a little bit of an issue because we just have street parking, but most of the time we're able to make it work.
How many staff do you have?
So we currently have two staff. And technically myself, I am on maternity leave right now, so I'm not in the showroom. But we like to maintain two staff, just so there are a couple of people in the store at all times. But staffing can be a bit of an issue at times as well, finding people.
What are your hours?
We're open from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and Saturdays we're only open from 10 till 2, just a short day on Saturdays.
Have you considered opening a little later in the day on Fridays?
With our type of business, we don't generally get evening shoppers. A lot of our contractors are able to come during the day, during their business hours. And usually when people are building a home, they quite often can make an appointment during the day, or because we're open on Saturdays as well, that helps. We have in the past opened for longer hours in the evening, and we found that we didn't have quite the same traffic in the evening. Most of it was during the day. If we have customers who are needing to come and pick out lighting for a new home they're building and they're not able to make it in during our business hours, we quite often will meet them after hours for just a private consultation so that we have dedicated time to spend with them and kind of work with both of our schedules. So that's sort of our way of staying open late if people are needing it. But once 4 or 5 o'clock hits, it's pretty slow downtown, and most of our contractors are not working late.
Do you find other businesses in the area spend their money in your establishment?
Yes, we've done lighting for quite a few businesses in town. I try to always give the businesses, Sam and our businesses, a little extra discount and some better pricing to work with them, because we're all in this together. And if I can do something to help them out, I will do what I can. So there are several businesses downtown that have supported us if we're able to provide the product that they're needing.
Do you also sell lights, like the light bulbs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sell lots of bulbs. Lots of businesses downtown will get their replacement bulbs from us. But with the new LED, most of them don't need to come back. They buy bulbs once and they should be good for a long time. So, you know, you don't get repeat business with LEDs, but I would say that's a plus for them.
In these days of reuse and recycling, are you a center where people can return dead bulbs?
We did do that for a couple years. That was before Robinson purchased Prisa Lighting. We were a recycling depot for light bulbs. And then that changed when Bill's Bottle Depot became the new recycling depot. So it was a lot of work, but it was a service we were willing to provide because we knew how much it was needed. Unfortunately, it's not something we were able to carry on, but it was nice that Bill's Bottle Depot was able to start providing that service.
Is a lighting business such as yours affected in the same way other businesses are in terms of competing with the big box stores like the Home Depots, etc.?
With a lot of our products, we do compete with some of the big box stores, but a lot of our products are specific to lighting showrooms. So our suppliers will have certain products that they sell to big box stores, but a lot of their products they will only sell to lighting showrooms. There's certain pricing that is a minimum price that we can sell something for based set by our suppliers. And we generally will always be a very similar price to a lot of the online retailers, so we can offer the same services as the online retailers, and we will match pricing if you can find it somewhere cheaper online. That would be our number one sort of competition, would be online versus big box stores, just because they're selling the same products that we're selling.
So in other words, why shop online when you can get it pretty much for the same price in town?
In town, when you're shopping in a showroom, we also have more expertise on the products. We can make suggestions. We can make sure you have the correct bulbs or it's the right lighting for your application. So there's a lot more information you can get in a showroom that you're not able to get online. So we do still have lots of people who would rather shop in the showroom versus online because of the extra being able to have that extra information and the confidence that they are picking the right fixture for their application.
You can actually see the product rather than a picture of it too.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference with a lot of these new trends with all the different brass tones. It's really hard to tell what a brass is going to look like from a picture, and there's so many different versions of it. With silver and black, it's, you know, black is black and brushed nickel is usually pretty much the same, but the brass, there's so much variation to it. So if you're buying different door handles or faucets and you want them all to complement, then it's nice to be able to come into the showroom and see the actual color that you're going to be getting.
I'm surprised that people would not want to have that personal attention and interest shown in what they're going to spend their money on, where they would just go online and order something without having being shown an interest in what they want for their home.
Yeah, we do find that a lot of people, if they shop online, it's mainly for the convenience of it. If they have small children and they're not able to get downtown, or in a lot of the bigger centers, it's because the lighting showrooms are just a little bit further to travel to. So the nice thing about Salmon Arm is everything's pretty close, so it's nice and easy to run downtown to the lighting showroom. That's why our other locations, we have one in Burnaby and one in Winnipeg and one in Kelowna, they find the online shopping a little bit more prominent just because of their locations. And a lot of people with the new Amazon world, a lot of people are like being able to buy something and have it arrive at their door just for the convenience factor of it. So we still have the people who would prefer to do that, but most like to come into the showroom and talk to us, especially if you're unfamiliar with lighting and you're not really sure if it is going to be the right fixture for your space. Yeah, I feel like during COVID, when online shopping started becoming a bigger thing because it was the only way that people could really shop for a little while, people started to realize that it was nice and convenient to shop online, and a lot of companies created their online shopping opportunities. So we also do sell online as well. You can buy things directly from our website and shop online. So if you're coming into the showroom to get some information, you can always then go online and buy it if that's easier, if you're not able to make it back down to the showroom.
When you say shop online, would they be shopping directly from your store or from all of Robinson's stores?
It depends on where they're located. When you do an order online on our website, it ships to you from the closest local showroom. If you're in Salmon Arm, that would come through me, through Salmon Arm showroom. So,
another technology that's coming out or has come out in the last few years are smart bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you into any of that smart industry?
We do have a few suppliers that do the smart bulbs and different lighting. So they'll do lighting fixtures, recessed lighting, pot lights, and bulbs that can all be connected to an app together. So everything can be controlled by your smartphone. You can set different schedules for your lights. You can change the colors. So there's lots of different unique fun things with the smart lights. So we have a few suppliers that do different pieces. A lot of the smart technology from our suppliers is very easy to use and very user-friendly, so it is mostly foolproof.
Are there any other kinds of challenges that you face in the lighting industry?
Other challenges that we may have in our industry still go back to sort of our suppliers and whether the product is available. We also have some issues with courier services, getting product on time. There's lots of delays. There's the fuel surcharges that are additional costs that definitely, you know, when you've got additional costs in shipping, when you've got customs and duty, because a lot of our products do come from the States as well, they're imported in. So there can be lots of delays along the way causing issues if the product's not available right away. So there's so many different factors that go into getting a lighting order in that there are lots of opportunities for there to be delays and issues. And I feel like since COVID, there's generally more delays and issues because things just haven't completely gone back to normal and prices just keep going up, which makes it tough sometimes when you're, you know, several years ago, 5-6 years ago, our companies would maybe implement a price increase once every 2 years. Sometimes it was just an increase if it was just new product, but we're finding now with all the extra costs, companies are implementing price increases every 6 months. So, which makes it tough because we don't change our pricing if we have something in the showroom. We're not constantly updating our pricing every 6 months. So a lot of times we end up eating those price increases and then having to make an adjustment down the road. So we try not to be changing our pricing constantly. And if we have quotes for customers, we honor the quote pricing, but changes of the world and extra expenses that seem to be happening everywhere that just make things difficult at times.
So when people order online, what is the website they would go to?
Our website is robinsonlightingcenter.ca. So you can order any of the products that we have access to directly from our website. So if you're also wanting to take a look to get some ideas for lighting and you go onto our website, you can search for specific styles, whether you're looking for a chandelier or a pendant or a vanity light, and then it'll show you lots of different options. And we do have pricing on the website as well. So makes it nice and easy.
And if they wanted to call you, what would your number be?
Our phone number for Robinson Salmon Arm is 250-833-3579.
Do you have any other social media, Instagram, Facebook, anything?
We do have a Facebook. We have Facebook for Salmon Arm Robinson, and then we have our Robinson Lighting Facebook page that's for all of our locations.
Thanks for coming in, Nicole.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.